Hello, and welcome to Plants for the People, People for the Plants. I'm Olivia Birch, and today we are meeting nettles. Scientifically known as Urtica dioica, nettles are a fantastic spring plant to keep your eyes peeled for. In fact, nettles are the most nutritious land plant. They contain more protein than any other green available. And they're all over. They grow worldwide, spreading love and good medicine to everyone they come across, tingling through our fingers and toes when we brush through them. And they are most likely popping up all over the hills and ditches, in the woods, along streams, and even in our gardens. Many times, we notice nettles when we feel that familiar pricking sensation on our fingertips. These beauties have tiny, defensive silica hairs all over their leaves and stems that produce a histamine and serotonin reaction in our bodies. A beautiful deep green with toothy oval-shaped leaves and a square stem, they form colonies that come up year after year, growing 3 feet tall and beyond. Nettles spread by seed and rhizome alike. There is really no stopping them. To harvest nettles for food or medicine, pinch off the top few inches where the shoot is still young. Wait to harvest nettles until they are about a foot tall so that they are well established. And keep harvesting nettles as long as they don't go to seed. Mars is considered nettles' planetary ruler. Mars is a planet of heat and action, ruling things like our will, offense and defense, thunder and lightning. Plants ruled by Mars are typically bitter, spicy, pungent, drying, and hot. They may be rich in iron, the mineral ruled by Mars, like nettles. Mars is hard on life, and the plants ruled by Mars often help us take on life's challenges. So, they strengthen our immune system, enhance our sex drive and sexual potency, and bring us protection and vitality. They also defend themselves, often having thorns or surfaces that irritate the skin, again, like nettles do. Nettles is a Mars plant in that Scorpio way. They like to sneak up on you with their little stinging needles, bringing your body the spring awakening it really needs. Nettles are an excellent example of food as medicine. Full of protein, vitamins, and minerals, they are delicious steamed and in tea. Steaming, drying, and decocting nettles removes the stinging hairs, allowing us to eat them. Nettles are full of iron, and they help our liver build blood proteins. When we have strong, healthy blood, our immune system is stronger. Nettles not only contain a lot of protein, but they help us digest proteins more easily, build protein pathways in our bodies, as well as eliminate waste from proteins more effectively. As they break down protein waste products, they help with ailments like gout, arthritis, and sore muscles. During pregnancy, nettles are an excellent ally, full of iron and calcium, building blood and alleviating issues like high blood pressure. They also increase breast milk supply. Nettles do a lot for our bodies, and I just can't say it all here. So the other really excellent gift that nettles share with us are their tropho-restorative talents. Nettles bring life and function back to tissues that have stopped working. Muscles, skin, digestion, just about anything. A seriously amazing feat. Historically, indigenous groups harvested nettles for ailments like arthritis, as well as to prepare hunters for long, arduous runs. Their medicine was administered by whipping their backs and legs with the plant stalks. This aggressive medicine relieved arthritic pain and breaks down lactic acid buildup, bringing out the inner warrior in everyone. Nettles are not just food or medicine. They are a multifaceted, extremely helpful plant overall. They are dynamic accumulators in the garden, gathering minerals and nutrients from the soil, making them bioavailable to other plants. Thus, they make great mulch. Similarly, add them to a compost tea or simply chop them up with other yard waste. They will activate your compost, making it ready for your garden again sooner. Nettles help the earth break down proteins too. We often see them growing around septic system, outhouses, manure piles, and trash receptacles because of this very nature. Additionally, they are a wonderful companion plant. Nettles increase the essential oil content of neighboring plants, keeping garden pests at bay. Outside the garden, soak nettle stalks and fibers to make ropes, clothing, and even paper. The oil from their seeds can illuminate a lamp. Juicing or decocting nettles with salt will make you a rennet substitute, and that same substance will plug up leaky seams in wooden barrels, bowls, or boats. Or you can make a tea from them and wash your hair with it. They relieve dandruff, and the minerals nourish your hair. Nettle leaves make a wonderful green dye, and their rhizomes make a yellow one. I love nettles. They are amazing plants with so much to offer us. Consider them a friend next time you come across them and embrace the tingling sensation because it's good for you. That's all I have today. Thank you for tuning in. Just a reminder, I am an herbalist and a geographer, not a doctor. The information I give is not sanctioned by the FDA, CDC, or AMA, but it does come from sources relying on thousands of years of plant-human relationship. Your health is always in your hands. Email me with questions or comments at orp1015@gmail.com and tune in next time to hear about oyster mushrooms. Thank you.